The Western Ghats mountain range, running parallel to India's western coast, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The UN calls it one of the world's top eight hotspots for biological diversity. Older than the Himalayas, the Western Ghats act as a barrier, intercepting the rain-laden monsoon winds that sweep in from the Arabian Sea. But climatologists say those rains are becoming more extreme while the mountains are being weakened by construction and illegal mining, and that's leading to more landslides. Nearly half of the 46 victims of October's torrential rain in the southern state of Kerala died in landslides. That includes all six members of the Martin family. Their neighbour, Thomas Apram, is living in a relief camp after his home was damaged.
We could see the water level rising and suddenly heard a loud noise. When we looked out, we could see a huge piece of land falling down. We couldn't imagine that the neighbour's house had just washed away.
Nearly half of Kerala is prone to landslides, but the state is also vulnerable to extreme weather events because it sits along the Arabian Sea.
The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says the Indian Ocean, which includes the Arabian Sea and the Bay of Bengal, has warmed faster than the global average, and that means Kerala has to brace for another crisis, the rise in sea level, which is expected to contribute to more frequent and severe coastal flooding in low-lying areas and coastal erosion.
Warmer temperatures from the Arabian Sea mean more moisture being carried inland and up to the Western Ghats. It's been more than 10 years since an expert panel recommended that 75% of the mountain range be declared an environmentally sensitive area. This would mean that no mining, illegal quarrying, or other polluting activities would be allowed there.
Licensed quarries can only operate in this region. Illegal quarrying is banned, and the government will surely deal them heavily inland.
But many in Kerala say the damaging activities haven't stopped.
Most of the quarrying happening over the Western Ghats, they are more than 50% are of illegal quarries. So that means the regulations, environmental law, everything is in place. That is the time we are experiencing this, because there is no stringent way to impose those environmental laws.
There has been a threefold rise in extreme rain events over the Western Ghats in the past 70 years. Environmentalists say if the mountain range isn't protected from human development, it can't protect the 50 million people who call it home. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, Kerala.